you probably don't buy coal directly, but you do pay for it when you pay your power bill. 50% of the nation's electricity comes from coal-burning power plants. The problem with that is coal pollutes. Not as much as it used to. Some traditional pollutants have been reduced by 77% since the 1970 Clean Air Act. Although the government forced it to reduce some of the pollution, the coal industry brags about the progress and encourages you to believe in the future of clean coal.
I believe.
I believe.
We can be energy independent. We can continue to use our most abundant fuel cleanly and responsibly. We can, we will. Clean coal, America's power.
Joe Lucas is the man behind that ad. He's with the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity. Lucas says the meaning of the phrase clean coal is always evolving.
The use of the term clean coal, it is a term of art. Up until now, it has been technology that have reduced traditional pollutant emissions and increased the efficiency of power plants. And going forward, we're rapidly approaching the point to where it will be technologies for capture and storage of carbon.
But right now, no power plant captures carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide is the main greenhouse gas contributing to climate change. That's why environmentalists scoff at the coal industry's use of clean coal.
Clean coal harnesses the awesome power of the word clean to make it sound like the cleanest clean there is.
The guy behind that ad is Brian Hartwick. He's the spokesman for the This Is Reality campaign.
In reality today, there is no such thing as clean coal. There is no commercial coal plant that captures its carbon pollution, not to mention the other environmental impacts that the coal industry has from burning coal in the runoff and the extraction of coal. And so we launched an effort to try to bring out the truth about coal in response to the marketing campaign that the coal industry had so that people could come to their own conclusions about whether or not they thought coal was indeed clean.
Clean or not, we have a lot of coal here in the U.S. It's relatively cheap, and when pushed, a lot of environmentalists concede we'll need to rely on coal for electricity generation for some time to come. During last year's presidential campaign, candidate Barack Obama acknowledged that to people at a rally in Virginia, but indicated we need to find a way to really get to clean coal.
Why aren't we figuring out how to sequester the carbons from coal? Clean coal technology is something that can make America energy independent.
And President Obama has followed up on that. In the stimulus plan, $3.4 billion was set aside to find ways to make coal clean. There is more to clean up. Sulfur dioxide, or SOx, contributes to acid rain. Nitrogen oxides, or NOx, help cause smog. Those have been reduced, but not eliminated. And then there's toxic mercury and particulate matter, or soot. All of it harms the environment and public health. President Obama's Secretary of Energy, Stephen Chu, is a big proponent of cleaner energy sources such as wind and solar, but he says we do need to find a way to use coal.
Right now, as we're using coal, it's not clean, but I firmly believe that we should invest very heavily on strategies that can take a large fraction of the carbon dioxide out of coal, as well as the SOx, the NOx, the mercury particulate matter.
But until that technology is in place, clean coal is no more than what the coal industry calls an evolving term of art. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.